Nathan Decker with the Southern CU, and I live in Huntersville, North Carolina.
And you cover the Georgia market, I understand, nowadays.
I cover the whole southeast pretty much up until I-10 in Florida.
How about the Georgia market? What are you experiencing? You've been up there a few months now, and concerns from the growers from your perspective?
Well, I mean, there's always concern. I mean, there's tons of things going on right now with labor, disease, weather pressure, weather conditions. I mean, they're always concerned, but the nice thing is our products and, like Butch said, the product life is shorter. Growers are always looking for the next best thing, and how can we help them produce a crop cheaper and get more yields? And I mean, the main goal is to always maximize their profits.
Looking at that Georgia market, what do you think this year? We've had a very warm winter. Everybody's talking about it. How's that going to impact the speed of decision-making in terms of what they're going to need coming months down the road for the fall deal, for example?
They're going to be done. They're going to harvest earlier, which is a good and a bad thing. Right now, Florida and Georgia doesn't seem like there's going to be too much overlap, but there will be some. But those guys in Georgia will really be out of the market quicker, which might help some of the products in the northern markets. But things are coming on, and growers have to stay on top of things right now.
Any new issues to the growers in the field that you're noticing? What am I not asking that I should be that you'd like the growers in your market to know?
The one thing that's nice is it looks as though bacteria fruit blotch has been under control this year compared to years past. We haven't seen too many incidents out there in the fields, and it looks as though growers in the greenhouses have taken the right precautions to really help the industry in the watermelon deal.
You've been in Georgia, you said, about eight or 9 months representing Syngenta nowadays. So how are you liking Georgia?
You know, it's nice to come back to a place where the growers are concentrated. And the one thing you'll find is the grower industry, everyone's pretty accepting as long as you can bring them some added benefits. And it's been a great welcome, and I've really enjoyed it over the past 8 months. Look forward to more. The one thing that we're trying to stress is Syngenta is here for a solution to the grower, and we have all the facets of the business, and one of the only companies that have every facet of the business to bring that one solution to the grower. And we definitely have the knowledge and the teams put in place to get that done.
A lot of diversification in that Georgia market, everything from peanuts to cotton. Some of those guys will have some cows and some high-value crops on the side. A little different in South Florida, isn't it?
It's a lot different than South Florida. It's definitely a lot different, more diverse. It seems as though they grow everything. I mean, I'm not as experienced in the cotton and the chemical side of the deal, but the vegetable side is right up my alley, and that's what my job is to focus on.